There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, has their fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated BF Goodrich All-Terrain TA KO2. But did you know they sell other automotive products as well? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, just go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. It's the way the tire buying should be.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Coming to you live from Irvine, California, site of the defending Super Bowl champion L.A. Rams training camp. And this year five for us to be here at Fox Sports Radio. I've been here 5 years. We've been to five straight Rams camps. We've been here after the last time we went to the Super Bowl. Be interesting to see what it's like this time. Sean McVay and the boys are in meeting rooms. Les Snead is supposed to join us. We'll try and drag a couple players out here if we can. But we're live. We'll check out during their two practice fields. John Ramos will be our on-site reporter, giving us the analysis that only the John Ramos Show can give us. And, of course, Jay Stu, Elijah, and the boys all still around. Welcome in. We got a lot to get to. What's fascinating about this is, yes, we'll talk about the Rams and the challenge to repeating, right? The hunter to the hunted and all the things that go with it. Obviously, the retirement of Andrew Whitworth, the elbow soreness of Matt Stafford, the status of Odell Beckham Jr., who's still unsigned, of course, coming off a second torn ACL, and a lot of other questions that revolve around this football team that are interesting. But the one thing you can count on is they play the Chargers in their first preseason game, is none of the players that you actually know and care about are going to play against the Chargers this weekend. Why? Because that's how Sean McVay rolls. And he wasn't necessarily the first to do it, but he was the first to say he was going to do it and then win by doing it. And so everybody else now has kind of fallen in line in doing it in preseason football. So we'll get a better chance to see actual Rams playing football than people who watch the Rams in the preseason play football. Got some Hard Knocks stuff to talk about. We got some other football ditties to discuss. But let's start with the NBA, because yesterday this story broke and it's really, really interesting. Not that Kevin Durant has been moved. There is no movement on that front. But there was a meeting between Joe Tsai, who is the owner of the Brooklyn Nets. Remember, he took over ownership a couple years ago. The Chinese-born owner, who's a multi-billionaire. And Kevin Durant, who, for my money, when right, best player in the NBA. So they meet in London to discuss Kevin Durant's recent request to be traded. The story that comes out from that meeting is that Kevin Durant told Joe Tsai, basically the reverse Jimmy Chitwood. You guys all familiar with Jimmy Chitwood? Jimmy Chitwood was the fictional character to play for Hickory High School in Hoosiers, right? And remember, Jimmy Chitwood was always shooting around, didn't say much, and eventually they had a town hall meeting to get rid or keep their head coach, right? They took a vote whether or not they wanted to get rid or keep, and Gene Hackman played the head coach, and they took a straw poll vote. After taking the straw poll vote, but before actually reading the results of the vote, Jimmy says, "I got something to say." He stands up before the rest of the town. He says, "I think it's time for me to start playing ball. One more thing." Coach goes, "I go." Coach stays, "I play." So Kevin Durant did the reverse Jimmy Chitwood, right? By all accounts, coming out of this meeting, which was if the GM and the coach stay, I'm out. If the GM and the coach go, I stay. That's a pretty strong stance. So Joe Tsai last night takes to Twitter and says he supports his coach and his general manager. Now, I don't know if you read things the way that I do, but I cannot remember a time. And then look, this part of it is, this is a sign of the times in 2022, right? That people are airing all dirty laundry and confirming, not confirming stories on social media. By the way, this is the best use of social media. It really is. This may stun you, but it's better than taking pictures of what you ate for dinner and better than posting workout videos. Hey, congrats on getting up and get to the gym this early in the morning. This is the cut through the layers of PR tape, me directing my message to you. Think about that for a second. A story that was reported, right? Usually we have a non-confirm or a non-denial. Hey, nobody really talks about it, where Woj, Shams, whatever, they say a story takes place and it gives us some insight into what was actually discussed, which is how I think we all thought it was going to go, right? Well, we don't know what Joe Tsai is going to do, but Kevin Durant made it pretty clear that it's him or the general manager and the coach. But Joe Tsai, one, validates exactly what the story was and then actually takes a side. Who does that in an ownership position? And here's the last thing. We all think of the NBA as being such a players' league, and it does get to the level of kind of taking away the fun of the NBA. Like, the players say they want to do something, then they just do it, regardless of whether it's good for the health of a team, the health of the sport, the health of a franchise, whatever. So you want to say good for you, Joe Tsai, but man, this is fascinating stuff. Fascinating. Where you're like, okay, you have a guy who's widely regarded as, if not the best player in the NBA, right, in any discussion, one of the all-time great players. He's under contract for 4 more years with the Nets, and he said it's a me or them, and Joe Tsai said, I'm siding with those guys. That's a, I think, a breakthrough moment for social media. a sea change in the NBA, and a very interesting look at what the next couple of months are going to look like, because it does feel like with that one tweet, hey, I support my front office, I support my coaching staff, with that one tweet, Kevin Durant's played his last game with the Brooklyn Nets. Right? Once that gets out, it's over. Right? It's over. It's like you can't – once you start talking about things with your wife and one mentions like, yeah, well, I talked to a divorce attorney the other day. Excuse me? Right? This actually happened to a friend of mine, right, where he's married. They were going through some stuff. He's like, well, do I need to talk to an attorney? And his wife was – well, I already have mine. So she was like, excuse me? Well, check, please. We're done here, right? When Kevin Durant says, me or them, and the owner comes out and says, those are my guys, check, please. It's all over. So, again, I don't know where Kevin Durant goes. I don't know how it works with Kyrie Irving. I do think Joe Tsai and the front office acquiesced to everything. There's articles going back to last year talking about how they really let Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving run that thing, and they ran that ship aground. And Joe Tsai sides with his front office and says, that's not the path we want to go down. We want to get back to the core of what we were before they got here, even if it keeps us from ultimately winning a championship. Now, look, there's some hypocrisy to it. Like, wait, so you're going to stand by Ben Simmons, who seems to not be all in on his own individual improvement and has held back teams in the past, and his own buy-in level is in question? Sure. It is a bit hypocritical. But that feels like a seminal moment in, I think, Twitter history, social media history, what took place yesterday. An owner validating a story and then supporting his front office, not supporting his superstar player, and basically saying, this is where we are, and this is where we're going, and that relationship is done. Give me your thoughts. At Gottlieb Show is the Twitter handle. Also on Instagram as well. We'll have the great Elijah put things out on IG. We're live here at Rams training camp in the shadows of Crawford Hall, just near the Brent Events Center on their soccer fields. And it's interesting. It's Orange County hot, right? It's like 85 degrees. People are like, man, it's hot. Like, bro, you got it. The Rams are moving to Woodland Hills, their training center, their normal training center, to Woodland Hills in coming years. If you want to know what Woodland Hills is, in Southern California, it is the closest thing to the sun, and it is not that far from the sun. Literally, like, you look and everybody else, 85, 95, 900. Like, what is 120 degrees? That's Woodland Hills. Anyway, it's Orange County hot here at UC Irvine at the site of the Rams training camp. We'll turn to football upcoming next. Charles Robinson's going to join us in about 15 minutes. We'll get his take on some of these stories, including a story out of Carolina that maybe the Carolina Panthers are going to move Sam Darnold to clear the space for Baker Mayfield to be the starting quarterback. Give you my thoughts on that. But coming up next, a lot of people are making noise about Patriots offense and Bill Belichick's coaching choices. I'll give you my definitive thoughts. That upcoming next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio, coming to you live from Super Bowl champion LA Rams training camp. Crazy, right? So weird, Ramos. John Ramos is our resident Rams analyst and fanboy. Like, so I moved here in 1981. They moved out, what, 1993? So that's 12 years. They did have some very, very good teams. But I'll be honest with you, nobody really liked the Rams. They just didn't. They played in Anaheim Stadium, which is where the Angels play. But, I mean, and Jay Stu, you can attest to this. You're an Orange County kid like I am. Like, nobody was like, man, the Rams. Now, football was very different then. This is really hard for kids. Football was not, by anybody's estimation, the number one sport. It was a distant third, right? And in L.A. in the 80s, Lakers, Dodgers, and then maybe Raiders, okay? Because Raiders, remember, went to a Super Bowl, won a Super Bowl. But even NFL football was a distant third to NBA basketball because of the Showtime Lakers and the LA Dodgers. But the Rams, and they wasn't that they were terrible. They had Eric Dickerson, who for a while was the best running back in the league. There's no reason that they shouldn't have had a huge fan base, but they just weren't. Now they returned from St. Louis. They won a couple titles in St. Louis. And they've been to two Super Bowls. And it's just really weird on how our whole perception of the Rams has kind of changed since we were kids, isn't it?
It does, and it's great. I mean, to see the fans here today coming out to watch practice and stuff, it's totally different than when I was a kid. I think the Rams in the 70s were really, really big, but you're right. In the 80s and 90s, it was definitely low, and I never thought they would come back, Doug. I followed them.
Of the teams that you thought could land in L.A., Jay Stu, Rams did not. No. We're not on the list. And part of it was because, like, nobody, like, missed the Rams, right? The Raiders were the more popular team, right? They just were. Now, they were more popular in L.A. Rams were obviously in Orange County. But when you were a kid, like, were people huge Rams fans?
No, I grew up 5 minutes from Anaheim Stadium, as you did. And I remember going to games and remembering how empty the stadium was. Yes. There at Anaheim Stadium. And they were – no, but – they weren't just good. They went like deep into the playoffs some
NFC
of those years.
Championship game, I think, one year, right? Was that when they lost to the Bears and it was freezing cold?
That was 85, yeah.
That was 85. And the problem was it coincided with the Raiders being really good, right? But there just was something. Part of it was the NFL. Part of it was Giorgio Frontieri, who was the owner, who people like couldn't get behind, right? Whatever it was, but they had a lot of good players, a lot of good players. And then, you know, it's like in their last couple teams, we forget they had, after Eric Dickerson, they had Jerome Bettis, right? The bus as a rookie was arguably the best running back in the league, and then he kind of recaptured his glory when he went to Pittsburgh. Did you know Jerome Bettis from Detroit? Do you guys know that? He's from
I think I remember that when they played the Super Bowl. Yeah, that was mentioned once.
From Detroit. Ryan Fitzpatrick went to Harvard, too. There we go. Sorry, just showing off all this inside knowledge.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
Let's get to Charles Robinson, who, of course, has that outstanding NFL podcast, You Pod to Win the Game. Of course, also a senior NFL reporter for Yahoo Sports. He joins us on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Let's start with that Mekhi Becton news, because he was moved to right tackle. And they tried to sell it as, well, you know, it's just a comfort level. Now they don't have him. And Robert Saleh can say, that, like, look, this is going to be we're not done with him. His story's not over. But a guy who struggled with his weight, now two straight injuries to the same knee. How dire is the news about Mekhi Becton?
Yeah, I mean, it's bad. I was actually there when it happened. It was kind of wild because it literally the second consecutive year I was at the practice that he got hurt in the preseason. And excuse me, you could see right away during positional drills that something had gone wrong. And, you know, he was limping really heavily, kept taking his helmet off, kept getting down. Like, it was, you know, it was clear that there was something physically wrong with him. You know, and then once they had gone through drills and he left, you know, Robert, you know, Saleh afterward, he downplayed it, but it was clear that you know, they were very, very nervous. That being out for a year, though, considering how last year went for him, you know, I think it's been a struggle weight-wise, conditioning with him. That's something that going into the draft, you have some teams that just absolutely will never take a player who played, you know, at his college level for, you know, or started at 400 plus pounds, because what they'll tell you is like, hey, even if you got down to, you know, 350, 340 on the college level, typically those guys gain a lot of weight back on the NFL level. And you know, he was at what, I think 363 at the combine, best shape of his life, and he's never seen that since. It's been a struggle for him to stay on the field. And then moving to right tackle, what I thought was interesting last year, when he was still at left tackle, they were running a lot of zone stuff, and that's just not, it's hard to play with that type of left tackle when you need someone who's going to move around a lot. You know, you just need someone that's typically a lot lighter on their feet and not going to be a run dominant tackle if you're running a lot of you know, more standard sort of protections than zone protections with a quarterback.
Can I hop in, Charles? I mean, basically, I mean, like,
yeah,
the zone blocking scheme was, it's Denver Broncos, Shanahan, right? And they're famous for linemen that are 300 or below. Like, that's a terrible fit. Right. In addition to the fact that he can't stay in his shape, can't stay healthy, it's a terrible fit for how they want to play.
Yeah. Once they drafted the quarterback that they drafted, and they changed the scheme, automatically it was, is he going to be able to play in the scheme? And I remember asking Joe Douglas when I was in camp last year, like, hey, do you think he's going to be able to make the transition? And Joe's response was, yeah, you know, I think if we can get him where we want conditioning-wise, we do think that we can get him to the point where he could be a really good, effective, you know, tackle. But he got hurt, and that, I think, just completely negated any of the progress they were going to have, you know. And then working him into shape this year, there were so many hopes, but then flipping him to the right side, I mean, you could already kind of see it was going the wrong way. It's unfortunate, because I think in the right system, the right scheme, and frankly at the right conditioning level, he can be a really good NFL player. But now it's going to be really tough, because you got to make a fifth-year option decision on that guy. And you've effectively lost two of his first three seasons and a lot of development.
Yeah. Yeah, and which, of course, also affects his young quarterback in his Zach Wilson, right? And
yeah, that absolutely. I mean, they need tackle depth there. They had brought Dwayne Brown in. And, you know, I'm like, okay, well, you know, you're going to have – now you – I thought, sign him now. because you need the depth now. But, yeah, I mean, that's the line there. They put skill position players around the kid. I think he's got that. But if they can't protect him, he's not going to have the growth that they need in year two.
Let me give you my thoughts on the Patriots. Then I want your insight because you know everybody in the league. I understand that what Belichick is doing with Matt Patricia and Joe Judge and him, like, all working together and calling play, like, it's unconventional. But it feels, at least to me, like we're going up to Warren Buffett and going, like, hey, man, I know you've been killing it for a long time, but I kind of think your investing strategy this year sucks. Like, are we making a mistake questioning Bill Belichick on a decision with a young quarterback when he's developed? I mean, he developed Garoppolo too, but I mean, he developed arguably the best ever.
Yeah, it's early. Like this reminds me of, I don't want to say. Remember, we all went. I mean, not we all, but a lot of people went off the ledge with Ja'Marr Chase last year in the preseason. Remember, he drops a couple balls, and it's like, yep. Oh my God, this is the worst thing ever. This guy might be a bust already. And I mean, we all look terrible 2 games into the season. It's just like, come on. And you know, look, was there going to be an adjustment level with Mac Jones without, you know, Josh McDaniels? Absolutely, because Josh McDaniels is a guy who, when you looked at their offense and he was at his height, he designs in a lot of, you know, good, easy completions. You get someone into a rhythm, and then you slowly open it up, and you know, you take away someone that has the confidence level to start off going, we're going to get the ball out fast, we're going to protect you any way we can, and, you know, we're going to manufacture kind of a groove for you to help you along. When you take that guy away after 1 year, there's going to be a little bit of struggle. And when you start to stick individuals in who were not the natural play callers last year and just are not natural offensive play callers, there's going to be some hiccups. But this, I mean, I just kind of feel like people are like, wow, we're really blowing this out of proportion. I mean, I realize it might not look great right now, but we're not even in mid-August. You know, yeah. We're not even to late August. Like, everyone needs to relax a little bit, breathe. And also, by the way, even if this doesn't work out this season, the kid didn't just go into a tank, okay? It means you made a mistake coaching-wise with the staff, and then you got to correct it. And by the way, that's something you can also try to correct in season as well. So just, man, everybody's got to relax a little.
It's Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. That measured voice is that of Charles Robinson. You pod to win the game. Great NFL football palaver. If you want to download that, of course, you can read his work at Yahoo Sports or follow him on social media as well. One story out of Carolina is they're looking to move Sam Darnold. Have you heard that?
Yeah, look, I don't know, move's a little, it's a little strong. I mean, I think they would be open if anyone was interested. I don't think, look, let me tell you what would happen. If you shop Sam Darnold, quote unquote, shop Sam Darnold around the league right now, you're not going to get anything. Like, nobody's interested. Nobody's interested in Jimmy Garoppolo at his price point. You think anybody's interested in Sam Darnold at, you know, darn near $19 million, even if they eat some of that? No. I mean, I think all this is a sign that if someone really wants him or has a really significant need, give them a call. You know, I think they'd be open to listening. I told people all along when they acquired Baker Mayfield, this idea that Mayfield wasn't brought in to win that job and would not eventually have the inside track to that job, they were out of their minds. You know, I always thought Mayfield, as long as he's healthy, would end up winning that job. And, you know, this is just a strong sign of that. And if for some reason anyone's inclined to, you know, part with, I don't know, probably $7-8 million and go get a Sam Bradford, because there's no way. I mean, look, no one's picking up Sam Darnold and paying that full freight on him. And, you know, so it's just, what are you going to do? I think you're just stuck with two guys who have kind of wonky salaries, and you're going to end up having a backup who's going to make twice what your you know, starter does.
Are they sold on Baker being better than Sam Darnold?
I think so far, I think they've seen what they've needed to from Baker. Now they're going to be measured, and I'm really curious to see the Commanders game, who plays in the game, what the snaps look like. I mean, I think that's going to be a really important game. I think you got to play both of those guys. I think this idea that this is to me a full-fledged quarterback competition, so they should both get significant time in every preseason game until the decision's made, unless you're just over the moon at this point, practice wise, over, you know, what with what Baker Mayfield's done. But, you know, read what Matt Rhule has said. Like, I don't think Matt Rhule being out there saying the things that he's saying is not an indication of, you know, Baker being in really good position right now to win that job.
Deshaun Watson, obviously the NFL filed an appeal. Roger Goodell chose not to hear the appeal hearing. How are you hearing this ultimately plays out?
Dude, it's a mess. I mean, like, it really is. Like, it's at this point, there's an expectation. Like, first off, there's this big argument about whether or not the initial 6-game suspension stands regardless. Well, they didn't, you know, Watson's legal camp, the union, they didn't cross appeal. So, you know, is he serving 6 no matter what? And well, all of the legal minds who look at this go, yeah, it kind of looks like that's pretty much how it's going to go. No one wants to make that definitive declarative statement who's actually involved in the process until the last leg of this wraps, which obviously is now the designee has an opportunity to look at this and rule in favor of the league. I tend to believe, I just wrote a story about this, and I thought the best perspective I got from someone who's sort of in the middle of it, and I'm paraphrasing here, was, you know, you got to have a situation where at this level, the decision has to be one that maybe no one's happy with, but everybody's willing to walk away going, okay, like, let's just be done. Like, we're done. And to me, I think that decision is probably going to roll back to, or it would roll back to what the league offered, which was a 12-game suspension, a significant fine. And I think at this point, Watson still may be inclined not to take that, but I think he's got to, and he and his reps have to start thinking, like, do we want to risk a full season here and his contract potentially tolling? Because that's like a $40, $50 million decision.
And if it gets pushed back to next year, yeah, now it gets to be, you know, gigantic risk.
Yeah, well, I mean, if he serves out this year, his contract tolls. It doesn't start until next year. So he's already lost a full year before he gets to free agency, okay, right? His next free agency, which would be near the tail end of his 20s. I mean, like 29, 30, right in that range. How much money does that represent, that extra year you've now lost at that point? $50 million? I mean, you just cannot let – you have to cap it inside this season. And I'm just talking from a football perspective. This isn't a morality play. I'm not arguing for the guy. I'm just saying if you're his representatives and you're the union, you're sitting there saying – it's got to happen inside this 2022 season. We can't get this pushed into 2023 because then that's when it's a disaster scenario in terms of the financial earnings, which is they care about protecting that as they should their union.
Charles Robinson joining us from Yahoo Sports. You Pod the Win the Game is his outstanding podcast. Doug Gottlieb Show live at Rams training camp here on the campus of UC Irvine. Want to ask you about Roquan Smith, obviously really talented linebacker initially out of Georgia, but drafted by a previous regime. So this regime chooses to not pick up his fifth-year option, and now he wants out, but he's under contract. And how does a team and a new general manager handle this when he's under contract and this isn't an optimal time of year to trade a guy?
It's definitely not an optimal time, and I would say his entire performance in Chicago has been good. It has at times been inconsistent when you talk, you know, to other people who have evaluated his games. Like, he's a very talented player. But the question becomes, are you going to pay him top of the market for the kind of linebacker he is, which is $17 to $20 million a year, kind of where the market is going. And I think that's what his expectation would be. That's going to be a hard sell, you know, right now, particularly at this point of the year, particularly at his position. If he's an edge rusher, maybe that's different. You know, if it's a tackle, maybe that's different. If he's a corner, that's different. But if you're not a linebacker who is, you know, a edge rush kind of linebacker, if you're not, I mean, I'm not going to say Micah Parsons, but you have to be someone that's, you know, you have the ability to consistently stack up double-digit sacks and, you know, you alter game plans. He's a really good player. He's not that level of player, at least not right now at this state. You know, so they're going to have some difficulties if he is absolutely insistent about sitting out, and you know, wherever he goes, he's either going to want a new deal or he's going to want a guarantee that he won't be franchise tagged at the end of this year. That's also a hard sell.
By the way, being franchise tagged, that might be the most money he could make next year. Doing it that way, it's really, really interesting. The Dolphins' penalties don't affect them this season, but what will affect them this season is Tua's ability to throw the football downfield. Now, they keep pumping out videos of him throwing deep balls to Tyreek Hill. Yeah. What's the level of buy-in from the rest of the league that, no, Tua really does have a good enough arm?
I mean, I don't think anybody really realistically believes. I mean, you just.
But it is interesting that their social media, they only throw out there when he throws something deep, right? Really interesting.
I mean, I don't think anybody really pays attention to what other teams are saying or doing. Honestly, in the preseason, unless it's like a position of need. But in terms of like teams, any opinion you get from a team of Tua right now is not based on anything he's doing right now. You know, it's based on everything he's done up until this point. And they sure as hell don't care what Tyreek Hill has to say about Tua. You know what they say? They'll go, all right, we'll see in the season. We'll see what it looks like then. The only thing people are talking about right now with the Dolphins are what just happened with the infractions. And if they're talking about Tua, they're saying, hey, that's one less first-round pick next year that they have to use if they want a package and try to get the quarterback they want, which means, you know, Tua might be more secure because of what Stephen Ross did tampering with other quarterbacks.
Fascinating stuff. And almost the Patriots almost look like good guys out of this thing, right? Like, if they had their quarterback tampered with, like they almost kind of feel like this is the first story ever where the Patriots are good guys.
I mean, maybe the last one's left standing at this stage.
I'm fascinated by this one. Is that you mentioned? We're talking a little bit about the Dallas Cowboys, and you were talking about Micah Parsons. I know they love C.D. Lamb, but outside of C.D. Lamb, they gonna have anybody to throw to early in the season?
No. I mean, there are, you know, Michael Gallup made it clear really early on that, hey, it's not realistic that I'm going to be out there, you know, week one. And then, you know, James Washington, obviously there's the knee injury. And no, I mean, it's kind of a committee behind C.D. Lamb at this stage, which is certainly not what you wanted, and it's not the best way to begin a season. And then on top of that, you have Jerry. You know, when I was in there, they're using, you know, Tony Pollard's in the slot, and you're like, wow, okay, so it looks like they're going to try to get Tony Pollard out there more in the slot. They'll get him and Zeke on the field at the same time. This is clearly a guy who brings some pop to the offense. And then Jerry immediately follows that up with, well, you know, when it comes to the backfield, we got to put most of that into Zeke's hands. And I'm like, really? Like, are we still functioning like this? Like,
bizarre. It's bizarre. It's like he's scared to tell everybody what the truth is, which is Zeke's massively overpaid. Tony Pollard's probably a little bit better. And by the way, Tony Pollard, as a pass catcher on the backfield, terrific. But in the slot, like, that's not really what he does. And now he's matching up with a cornerback. That's going to be interesting.
It's not what he does, but I think it's, let's try to figure out, you know, if we're not going to hand it off to him or we're not going to figure out a way to get him to operate. Yeah, we got to get him the ball. And if we have deficiencies in terms of our depth at wide receiver, this gives us an ability to roll out a different look, which, hey, you know, I'm all for, particularly considering what the injury status is right now. I doubt they go shopping, at the cut down for a wide receiver. I mean, they would potentially have options, maybe even some trade options at that point. But they sound like they want to hang on to the salary cap space they have and maybe roll that into the future or into some extensions. So they say they're not panicking, but wasn't long ago that they tried to do wide receiver by committee. You know, fans definitely remember that. That was a couple years ago. It wasn't good.
3 years ago. Yeah, it was bad. Charles, great stuff as always. Obviously, you're never welcome at Jets camp ever again. And we'll talk to you very soon.
All right, thanks, brother. Take care.
Charles Robinson, Yahoo Sports, and you pod to win the game is the podcast. Check out the latest lines of world of sports at BetRivers Sportsbook. BetRivers is the trusted name in online sports betting. Got to be 21. Present in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, or Pennsylvania. Play a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'll tell you what team will finish and where they'll finish in the NFC West. That's next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio, live at LA Rams training camp. Les Snead supposed to stop by and join us, the GM of the defending Super Bowl champions. Get to him in a moment, but first, let's get to a game.
Game time!
This is game time.
It's game time.
On the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Dan Beyer, what's the game today?
Doug, the game today is...
rank them.
All right, Doug. Rank the order of how you think the NFC West will be this year.
That's a great question. Rams 1, Niners 2, Cardinals 3, Seahawks 4.
All right.
Any disagreement there from you?
No.
Niners and the Cardinals are the interesting one, I think.
Sure. I think the Seahawks could surprise with a couple of games here and there. But
no question. I think the Seahawks will be a lot more competitive. I'm not sure their record will reflect it.
Sure, there you go. That's fair enough. All right, Doug, rank your all-time favorite Rams.
Okay, my favorite Rams are different than other people's favorite Rams, okay, just so people understand. So, favorite Ram all-time is going to be Kurt Warner, right?
Yep.
The story is, and I know it's made into a movie, it is so good, the whole thing feels like it's fake, right? But it's actually really what happened. Kurt Warner 1, Marshall Faulk 2, and Torrey Holt 3. Torrey Holt 3.
All right, Doug.
I love Torrey Holt. I mean, Isaac Bruce, Torrey Holt, they were great. But personally, just knowing Torrey a little bit, great dude, unbelievable player.
A lot of greatest show on turf making up that top three. Yes. All right, rank your top three favorite field names in the NFL. This coming on the heels of the Bengals no longer having Paul Brown Stadium. It's now Paycor Stadium in Cincinnati. So three favorite NFL field names that you've got in the league.
I mean, I think the number one is still the GOAT is Lambeau Field, right? Because that one hasn't changed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Lambeau Field.
Yes.
I think number two is going to be Soldier Field because that one hasn't changed. So those are my top two. The problem is where do I go from there? Like Levi Stadium. The problem is I've been to Levi Stadium once and I hated it. So I didn't want to, it's not in San Francisco.
It is weird. It's a weird spot.
It's weird. Allegiant is the one because they've done an amazing job with their partnership with Allegiant where, like, literally they have all game packages with the airlines, whatever. I'll go Allegiant.
Okay.
I'll go Allegiant at three.
I thought you were maybe going to go Mercedes-Benz Superdome, but Allegiant Stadium.
Yeah, that's fine. Foxborough's isn't any.
Gillette Stadium.
Oh, it's Gillette. Yeah. It's Gillette, my bad. I like that place. Hate getting in there.
Doug, rank the three most popular athletes with the last name Williams.
Last name Williams?
Yes.
Well, I know this is because Serena Williams is going to retire, right?
Yes, that's why.
A lot of people are high on Ricky Williams as a fan.
He was high as well.
Yes, that was. Who are my other choices?
You got Ted
Williams,
Venus, Bernie, Walt, any of the Jasons?
The Wizard.
Yes.
Any of the Jasons?
You got Roy in a lot of different places.
Roy, good old boy. Old Roy. I'll go Roy Williams 1, right?
Okay.
Serena Williams 2. And who is the other somebody?
Ted? You got Ted?
Ted Williams. Yes. Ted Williams 3. Ted All right. Williams 3. That's got hit 400.
That's game, huh?
Game time.
This is game time on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
All right, Les Needle stopped by. Plus, did you see the new deal the Big Ten signed? What it tells you about the future of college football. Next in the Doug Gottlieb Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.